Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, May 22nd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and on this episode of Inside the District, I will cover some of the biggest Broadway headlines from May 16th through today. Late last week, Nicole Scherzinger won the coveted Distinguished Performance Award at the 2025 Drama League Awards, the oldest theatrical honors in America. Scherzinger, who was making her Broadway debut as Norma Desmond in the currently running revival of Sunset Boulevard, and is also nominated for a Tony this year for her performance, beat out over 60 other nominated actors for the prize. The Distinguished Performance Award can only be won once in a performer's career. Elsewhere, Maybe Happy Ending and Oh Mary were named this season's Outstanding Production of a Musical and Play, respectively. For a full list of winners, visit DramaLeague.org. On Tuesday afternoon, the final weekly grosses report of the 2024-25 Broadway season was made available to the public. It was a record-breaking year for the main stem, a grand total of $1,845,375,536 was made, exceeding the previous high set in the 2018-2019 season, the last full season before the COVID-19 pandemic took hold. Over 14.3 million people attended at least one Broadway show this season, a 16.5% jump from the previous season. Of course, there are caveats. Of the 43 new productions that opened over the course of this last year, a small handful of them, notably starring marketable A-list Hollywood celebrities, did lots of the heavy lifting, with high demand leading to obscenely high ticket prices. The cost of producing has risen sharply since the onset of the pandemic and has affected new musicals the most and the hardest, and the forecast for tourism, both domestic and international, is worrisome in the near future due to the Trump administration's policies on immigration and foreign tariffs. Nevertheless, this is good news for an industry that has taken a while to bounce back to pre-pandemic levels, and bounce back it just has. Two new principal players in Fair Verona arriving this summer. In casting news, Gianna Harris will join the Broadway company of Anne Juliet as Juliet starting June 10th. She was most recently seen in the original Broadway company of Hell's Kitchen, where she played her final performance earlier this month. Current Juliet Maya Boyd plays her final performance June 8th. And viral vocal coach and opera singer Cheryl Porter will make her Broadway debut as Angelique starting August 7th. Known for her unique teaching style and vocal warm-ups to help singers improve their range, Porter has over 22 million followers on TikTok. She will stay with the show through November 9th. Angelique is currently being played by Jeanette Bayardel, who departs on August 3rd. Porter's replacement will be announced later. And Juliet continues at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. Standbys in the spotlight. In a rare occurrence for Broadway understudies, the musical The Last 5 Years is adding an additional performance scheduled for Sunday, June 15th at 7 p.m. to give the two standbys, Noah Kaiserman and Nasia Thomas, a chance to perform in their respective roles. The two of them cover for Nick Jonas and Adrian Warren as Jamie and Kathy, respectively. Tickets for the newly added performance are now on sale. The Last 5 Years concludes its limited run June 22nd at the Hudson Theater. This year's Drama Desk Awards will honor Brian Stokes Mitchell and the late Gavin Creel with non-competitive citations. Mitchell will receive the William Wolfe Award, named after the longtime Drama Desk president, which acknowledges those whose achievements represent extraordinary, commendable contributions to the high standards, innovativeness, and/or humane character of the industry, including instances of unusual largesse and/or giving back to the entertainment community. Creel will posthumously receive the Harold S. Prince Award, which honors lifetime contribution and impact to New York theater. Presenters were also announced for the ceremony, including Victoria Clark, Darren Criss, Brandon Victor Dixon, Tom Francis, Jonathan Groff, Joshua Henry, Jeremy Jordan, Norm Lewis, Jinx Monsoon, Alex Newell, Gracie Lawrence, Adam Pascal, Lily Rabe, Jennifer Simard, Ryan Spahn, Will Swenson, Michael Urie, and more. Winners for the competitive awards will be announced June 1st in a ceremony at NYU's Skirball, hosted by Deborah Messing and Titus Burgess. For a full list of nominees, visit DramaDeskAward.com. And finally today, breaking news from late this afternoon, TV and movie stars James Corden, Neil Patrick Harris, and Bobby Cannavale will all return to Broadway this fall in a revival of Art. The original production opened in 1998 and won that year's Tony for Best Play. Art, originally written in French by Yasmina Reza and translated into English by Sir Christopher Hampton, explores a three-way friendship and what happens when one of those friends purchases an expensive painting that is mostly just a blank canvas. Corden was last on Broadway in 2012, winning a Tony for his performance in One Man, Two Governors. In the years since, he achieved superstardom as the host of CBS's The Late Late Show, which he departed in 2023. Harris, a 2014 Tony winner for Hedwig and the Angry Inch, was last on Broadway as a guest performer in Peter Pan Goes Wrong, and Cannavale is a two-time Tony nominee who was most recently on Broadway in 2018's The Lifespan of a Fact. Art is to be directed by Scott Ellis, currently represented on Broadway by Pirates, the Penzance musical. The lead producers are Michael Schulman, under his entity Sand and Snow Entertainment, ATG Productions, and Gavin Kalin. The production begins previews August 28th at the Music Box Theater before a September 16th official opening. It will run until December 21st. Tickets go on sale to the general public May 30th at 10 a.m. Eastern. For more information, visit artonbroadway.com. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.